Early day pioneer from 1898. You put one of the first teams in, didn't you, John? Over the ice from Whitehorse down the Yukon River. Louis Rowe.
Yes.
You came here in May 1899.
24th of May.
24th of May. That's right. And you mined on Bonanza Creek on 25, below Discovery in Bonanza Creek. You remember you were telling me?
No. What I mined was on Quartz Creek.
Oh, yes, yes.
But I come to Tuxedo El Dorado to start with.
Mm-hmm. And you hauled hay over from Quartz Creek for a good many years to keep the Dawson horses in business too, didn't you?
Yes, I done that all right.
Mm-hmm.
Until the CPR stopped me.
Is
that
good
enough? So that closed it out.
Oh, yeah.
That got too far for you. Go through as it is. I tried to show something, but it went through the hole.
And you're past 90 now, aren't you, Louis?
No.
No?
I will be 86 on the 15th of March, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
You will, eh? Good for you. Well, that's very nice, Louis.
If you knew what I went through, from the time I come into the Yukon, you wouldn't believe it.
No?
No use in telling.
Well, that's very good, and a happy Christmas to you, Louis.
You've been here quite a while. What year did you come into the Yukon?
Oh, well, I came in here in 98.
That was a long time ago. How did you come in, Monty?
Well, I come in by Edmonton.
Uh-huh.
I was down on the Liard River.
On what river?
On the Liard River.
On Liard, oh yeah.
Prospecting there.
Uh-huh.
When I heard about the Klondike strike.
Uh-huh.
So I dropped everything and headed for the Klondike.
Oh, yes.
And I come down the Pelly River.
Mm-hmm.
And I landed in Dawson here in July, about the 1st of July.
Oh, yeah.
1898.
Oh, yes.
And I've been more or less here ever since.
And where did you first go to mine, Monty?
Where I first mined?
Yeah.
Where I first mined on the Saskatchewan Bar.
Oh, on the Saskatchewan Bar. In Edmonton, oh.
In Edmonton.
But in the Yukon, where did you first mine?
Oh, well, the first mining was on Henderson Creek.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And there I managed to put in the winter at Gold Bottom. I had a lay there in Gold Bottom.
And what claim were you on in Gold Bottom, Monty? Was that close to Henderson's?
No, it was 5 above Discovery.
Oh, yes, 5 above Discovery.
But I didn't make any more than expenses.
That was a Grubstake Creek, wasn't it?
Yeah, that is
right. That's right. And where did you go from there, Monty?
From there I went up Hunker.
Oh, yes.
41 above.
And how was that?
Oh, that is very good.
That was very good.
Oh, yes.
And
I could have no trouble getting dollar and $3 pens.
Oh, that was good money.
Oh, yes, that was good money.
And from there, where did you go, Monty?
From there, I went to Eureka.
That's right, Eureka. And how was that?
Well, that is all. That was very good.
That was a long ways out of town, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it was good pay that I had there.
That was good pay. And how much did you get to the pan there, Monty?
Well, I don't know, but I could get $50 to the point.
Yeah, $50 to the point.
Yeah.
That'd be about a dollar and a half pan, wouldn't it?
Yeah, all of that.
Yeah, all of that.
Oh, yeah. My points was around about $15 to 15 square feet, you know.
That's right. Well, that's about
then I guess $50.
That's right. It'd be about $3
good.
A pan.
That was.
And where did you first came from the States, didn't you, Monty?
No.
Oh, you didn't, eh?
Oh, no, I came from England.
From England? Oh, my goodness.
Then I was in Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was a couple of years in Ontario, and then I went out to Edmonton.
Oh, yes. And when is your birthday, Monty?
Huh?
When is your birthday?
Oh, 71. 1870.
71. Now, well, that makes you just about 80 years old, isn't it?
No.
70 years old.
No.
Huh?
Oh, I'm 91 now.
91? Well, my gosh, that's quite an age. And this is 1961.
Yeah.
And Monty, we're very...
Born in 71.
Born in 71.
Well, I'll be 91 in January.
91 in January. Well, by gosh, you're just a young fella yet. And we're very happy to have you here. And
thank you. I guess I'll be young until I die.
That's right, you will. Thank you very much, Mr. Vowles.
Oh,
by gosh.
Yeah. All right, I'm
the Yukon. John, how old would you be today on this anniversary of Christmas?
75.
75? By gosh, now that's a young fella too. It's young according to Monty. And when did you come in to the Yukon first, John? I know you've been here a long time.
1911.
And how did you come in, John?
Come in with a small boat.
Small boat? Oh,
from Whitehorse.
From Whitehorse, eh? And did you have any trouble getting through Five Finger Rapids?
No, we had no trouble. We had a lot of follow the jam.
Oh, my, that's a bad time of the year, isn't it? And what did you mine on, John?
Mine on Honker.
On Honker? What claim was that?
Mine on 24 and 25 right limit under some concession.
Oh, and how was that, John?
Oh, that's pretty fair.
And how much could you get to the pan there, did you figure, John?
Oh, very seldom. We don't get no big pan, you know. The biggest pan I got there was about $5.30.
$5.30. Well, I've known you for a long time, John, and I know if you say it was $5, by gosh, it was $5 a pan.
Well, I'd like to get in this picture a little bit.
Oh, you would. Here's Mr. Barry. He's
Barry, but John, as you know, plays around with silver, too, Don.
That's right. John is a hard rock miner also, which is unusual.
Put in a pretty tough grind last winter for one man with a disability in his hip. How he made it, I don't know.
And John was all the way down there, downriver, about 35 miles from Dawson, all by himself. And how did it pan out down there, John?
Well, I got pretty good ore, but still didn't get to the place of it.
You didn't get to the place? Sloughed over?
Well, I just slid down, you know, pretty steep mountain, and I followed that old tunnel, you know, and then we come in with those heavy slide.
Uh-huh.
It's wind material, you see, with was hard to drill to get through. And we went round to some of them, you see, on the side. Then we went straight in bedrock, in a straight way, real opposite. You see, so a new tunnel.
Which is pretty rich,
right? Whenever you hit the pastry coat.
When you hit the pastry.
You get it in the bank from dollar up to
that was good ground.
Yeah, it's all good. Mm-hmm. Low grade.
Well, however, if you get lots of it, that makes up for it, doesn't it, John? And thank you very much. We've just had a little discussion with Alec Berry and John Risco on the mining in the Yukon at the Christmas party of the pioneers in 1961. And thank you very much, John. You've been around this country for quite a while. What year did you come in, Al?
1901.
In 1901. And how did you come into the Yukon, Al?
Come up to Yukon River.
From Nome. Oh, and did you come on the steamboat?
Yeah.
That was quite a trip.
By St. Michael's.
Huh?
By St. Michael's.
By St. Michael's, up the Yukon. That was an unusual way to get here. And where did you first mine, Al?
All over the country here. Dominion mostly.
Dominion. You mined on Dominion a lot, didn't you? In fact, you were mining there just about 3-4 years ago on Dominion. And when was your birthday, John? Al?
In April.
In April, in what year?
1873.
1873, my goodness, that makes you a young fellow of about 88, doesn't it?
This is my 60th Christmas in Dawson.
60th Christmas in Dawson, well,
never was out.
You was never out? Well, do you intend to go out, Al?
Oh, yes.
You do, eh? And what year will you figure out going out?
I don't know, maybe next year.
Maybe next year. Well, by gosh, we're very happy to have you here tonight, and we don't have to ask in what year he came. This is now Chief Jonas of the Indian people in Dawson. And what year were you born, Chief Jonas? Huh? What year were you born?
I don't know.
You don't know?
All Indian, I don't know nothing, see?
Is that right?
I don't know the year, see?
You don't know the year?
My father don't know. Chicken a question, that's all he brings to. But my father, he don't count my years, see?
It doesn't count.
He don't know nothing, see? Really.
Mm-hmm. Well, you would be around 80 years of age, wouldn't you? Just about, Chief.
I'm born here, see?
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
And you didn't have to come into the territory, did you?
Yeah.
You were here already.
Uh-huh.
And did you see the gold rush when it was here, Chief?
I don't know.
You were kind of out in the woods at that time, weren't you, Chief?
Well, some place.
Yeah, down at Moosehide, weren't you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you have seen a lot of changes here, haven't you?
Sure.
And are you enjoying yourself this evening?
Yeah.
That is fine. It's cold is it now?
John Huxley, he made me join.
He did?
Yeah.
Well, that was quite a while ago.
Right.
And
that time I'm chief, John Huxley made me chief. Before my father, he made chief. Check the question, he make a chief. Next time, Bishop Bumpus. All my days, see?
Bishop Bumpus, eh?
Yeah.
And he was one of the first bishops.
First time. First time. First Bishop Bumpus come up.
Gee.
Everybody, Magdai, I don't care, old man, got gray hair. He can Magdai, it's just the same, man. Old woman. That had lots of Indian, eh?
Oh,
lots
yeah.
People,
huh? Bishop Bumpus was the first bishop in the Yukon, wasn't he? That's right.
Down for the line, see?
And he came here about 1885, didn't he?
That time, I guess, me 4 years old, eh?
That's right. You're 4 years old. That's right. Well, that makes you about 80 now, doesn't it, Chief?
Yeah.
And this weather today is about 55 below zero. Is this cold for Christmas?
First time I see Christmas time cold, eh?
That's right. It usually gets cold in January, doesn't it? And February.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Chief. It's very nice and wish you a very Merry Christmas, and we hope that we'll see you for many years more.
You hear, you listen to your
John, you wait.
Reverend Haldenby, we'd like to have a few words from Reverend Haldenby.
Thank you, George. It's indeed a pleasure to be here once more at the Pioneers at their annual dinner, and I was very interested in the speech that has gone before with Chief Isaac, Chief Jonas.
First coming here today.
In 1907.
In March. And what is your birthday, your nearest birthday now?
Oh, my nearest, 1874. March 24th.
Well, now, just to make that easy, what? How old would that make you now?
Oh, it makes me only young fellow, 87.
87? Well, you're sure a young fellow. We've had some of our brothers here of... 91, so you've got quite a while to go yet now, Teddy.
Oh, well, I enjoyed the life.
You
really
certainly
very much
did.
I got lots of friends here in Dawson, and they treated me nice, and I appreciate it.
And how did you come into the country, Teddy?
Oh, I came to Skagway, and afterwards I walked over the railroad tracks.
You walked over the railroad tracks? And how many miles is that, Teddy?
Oh, about 110.
110 miles, that's quite a ways.
That's right. And afterwards, next day, I started to walk to Dawson.
You walked to Dawson, and how many miles? That'd be about 350 miles,
No, it was 330.
330. Well, I'm exaggerating when I say 350.
What is the 30 miles?
Yeah. And how long did that take you, Teddy?
Oh, about 8 days.
About 8 days. That was quite a hike.
It was 14 roadhouses.
Go back a little bit.
Yeah, the switches
in the middle.
And
you too. Broke the tape?
No,
you gotta go back a little bit. You're too far ahead.
Oh, I had a rework.
Yeah, but you started
Dawson at all and start to work next day when I came in for the Yukon Gold.
Is that right? And where did you work, Teddy?
On Gold Hill.
Gold Hill. That's right at that point. That's right where El Dorado and Bonanza come together, isn't it? And from there on, you went to work for yourself, didn't you?
Well, I was working for 20 years for the company.
Is that right?
And afterwards, the company quit in 25.
Mm-hmm.
I worked for myself the rest of my life.
Is that right? And did you get any... what claims did you work on yourself, Teddy?
On Gold Hill.
On Gold Hill. And did you get some good returns from that?
Some year and some year. That depends on the weather.
That's right, depends on the water. And how much did you figure the best that you got on the pan up there?
Oh, sometimes $5.
$5.
And sometimes 10 cents.
Sometimes 10 cents. That's right. Sometimes you don't know how it goes, do you? It's just gold is just where you find it, isn't it, Teddy? Well, I certainly am glad to see you here, and I know that we'll see you here for many more of these celebrations, Teddy. We've known you a long time.
See you next.
Oh, well, don't forget
and
to
I'm very happy to see you.
No, I never forget. the old times is you fellows go use the same leg you old.
Very much with you once on the 17th parade. You
at the pioneer gathering, which is very kind of them, very nice of them. But I'm very sorry they were going to buy us a drink, that all the liquor was frozen, the gin was frozen.
Well, God, we have Danny McDonald with us tonight. Danny is quite an old-timer around here. And he's got a little bit of a complaint. It was so cold today, it was about between 55 and 60, that the gin froze. Now, Dan, let's hear about this frozen gin.
Now, listen. The pioneers never did let me down, that's for sure. Very kind of them. But I expected a nice little drink, Christmas drink, you know. But everything was froze up. I cannot blame them.
Must be cold weather.
But you must admit, Dan, that we thawed it out finally. We got the old potbelly stove going, and we got the gin thawed out, and the whiskey, and the rye, and so forth. Did you get any of that?
There was one sourdough here that started wood fire, and he thawed out all this liquor, which that gave old Dan one drink. Several drinks, I mean. Pardon me for saying one drink. It is several drinks, which I was very proud of. And God bless them and thank them very much for the kindness.
Well, Dan, what year did you come into the country?
I was late coming in.
What year was that, Dan?
I walked over the trail of the winter of 1908 and 9.
In 1908 and 9. And you had quite a number of brothers up here, didn't you, Dan?
Pardon?
You had quite a number of brothers up here, didn't you?
That's right.
You had
four brothers. Four of us altogether. Three and myself.
Three and yourself.
Yeah.
And
smart brothers.
That's
way
right.
Smarter than I am.
And there was a time there that you did a stint overseas with Black's regiment, didn't you?
Not with Black, but I was overseas in the First World War.
You was overseas in the First World War. And how old would you be now, Danny? You're a neighbor of mine, but I don't know. I never asked you quite how old you are.
My next birthday is
76. Well, by gosh, that's pretty good. And we hope you have many more. And I'm very proud to have you for a neighbor, Danny. And thank you very much.